It's the Farm Bill that provides the federal funding for a crop insurance program that pays out farmers when they lose a crop to natural disasters like wildfires and drought in parts of West Texas, or flooding rains and wind related to hurricane-like storms in the Texas Gulf. Sean Wade, Director of Policy Analysis and Research with the Plains Cotton Growers Incorporated, says these crop insurance programs are extremely vital, but they can only do so much.
You know, the thing to remember about crop insurance, it's not necessarily a program that's going to make a producer 100% whole in the event of a loss.
Most policies do not kick in until a farm or ranch has experienced a 25 to 50% loss of a crop or herd. Still, without that money, Wade says impacted farmers have no way of making up their loss and plan for the next crop. But in order to extend the federal crop insurance program, Congress must first reach a compromise regarding another aspect of the bill addressing the Supplemental Nutritional Assistance Program, or SNAP, formerly known as the Food Stamps Program. A provision of the bill by Texas Republican Congressman Mike Conway would require all able-bodied adults receiving SNAP benefits to document that they've worked at least 20 hours or completed job training before they can receive any benefits, and that isn't sitting well with congressional Democrats. The deadline for Congress to pass a farm bill out of both chambers and have the president sign off on it is September 30th. Ryan Poppy, Texas Public Radio News.